Just to say, Germany condemns all violations of IHL, including amended Protocol 2, emphasizing the obligations to respect strictly the relevant provisions of IHL. And I think the relevance of my statement is clear because the Russian use of anti-personnel mines, booby traps and other explosive devices, as well as cluster munitions, and represent a clear step backwards. Anti-personnel landmines and other unexploded or abandoned munition left behind pose a long-lasting threat to civilians and hinder humanitarian access. So we therefore call on Russia to refrain from using these weapons. Mr. President, to conclude, Germany welcomes the idea of a joint approach to support Ukraine in its post-conflict mine clearance efforts. Therefore, Germany is actively involved in donor coordination efforts, for example, in the G7 context. Since February 22, Germany has allocated around 9.4 million euro to mine action in Ukraine. Projects include risk education, survey and clearance activities by humanitarian NGOs, as well as capacity building and support to the mine clearance teams of the Ukrainian State Emergency Service. With this funding, organizations are also operating in recently liberated areas. Thank you, Mr. President.